And good afternoon, Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, June the 19th, 2019. 6/19/19, only 2 days away from summer, 15 minutes past the hour. And we want to thank our guests from hour number one, our monthly visit from the Queen of Helpful Hints with Good Housekeeping Magazine for so many years, best-selling author Heloise, letting us know what is going to be the right thing and the wrong thing to do with the upcoming 4th of July holiday. Now, this hour is going to be a lot of fun because we have got a great, big, huge event coming up right here in Marion, right here at WWGH Radio in just a little over a week. I cannot believe it's so close. We are so excited. We're hearing great response back from this. Before we get to our guest, I want to tell you a little bit about this big event. And I'm going to grab my paper here so we don't leave any of the facts out for this spectacular two-day period. Legendary star of the hit TV series Hee-Haw, Lulu Roman, is coming to WWGH Radio in Marion, Ohio on Friday, June the 28th, celebrating the 50th anniversary. Who would have imagined that? 50th anniversary of the debut of the TV series Hee-Haw, which debuted on the CBS television network back in 1969. And ran until 1992, and I believe Lulu was one of the very few cast members who was on the first episode and the last episode, and I believe the last living cast member who was on the first episode back on CBS in 1969. Lulu is still out there performing stand-up comedy, music performances. She does a lot of work with Compassion International, a child developmental organization. And she will be live in the studio right here at WWGH Radio on Friday, June the 28th, from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, on all the talk shows that day, having all the discussions, remembering all the years of Hee-Haw, and talking about her brand new autobiography. And that is just a tremendous read if you get your hands on it. And guess what? You're going to have a chance to get your hands on it, because after we do all the work here on that Friday at the studio, from 5 to 9 p.m., Lulu will be signing her book, a big book signing party of her new book, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, Lulu Roman, The Autobiography. This will be happening at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, located at 1197 Mount Vernon Avenue, right here in Marion, 5 to 9 p.m., June the 28th, Big Friday night. Now, if you come in that night and buy a copy of Lulu's book, you will get 10% off your meal at Perkins. Now, that is a great deal. Now, remember, this is a restaurant, so if you come in, you've got to be eating or buying a book, but boy, oh boy, it is certainly worth it to get 10% off your meal and also get a great book to learn about the very interesting life of Lulu Roman. We also want to let you know that on Saturday morning, Lulu will be stopping by our Saturday morning program from 10:10 until 11 a.m., The Weasel Show, here on WWGH Radio, and discussing her life and times and books and maybe her good, great times she had at the book signing the night before with our Saturday morning host, Weasel. You can listen to this over the air, 107.1, anywhere in the world, or live on the internet. We'll be streaming this whole event live on the internet, WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. It's absolutely free, and you can listen on any mobile device. This event is supported by the Quality Inn, located at 227 James Way. Don't forget Friday, June the 28th. Mark it on your calendar with a big red circle. And what a pleasure it is this hour to talk a little bit about her life and times and her new autobiography and 50 years of Hee-Haw and a new tour that she is on with her friends from the great TV series Hee-Haw and her upcoming appearance here in Marion in just about, 9 days. Hard to believe. Always a pleasure to welcome to these microphones Lulu Roman. Lulu, how are you?
Fabulous, honey. If I was any better, I'd be twins, and I'm close now.
We are all looking so much forward to your appearance here in about a week, Lulu. Is it fun to be out on the road?
Thank you so much. It's a blast. I love it. I do. I'm addicted to it.
Now, you are still making quite a few appearances every year.
I am. I truly am. Yeah. I do at least, what, maybe 200 a year for sure.
Now, when you come to Ohio, you will also be doing some other events while you're here. Is it fun to get out and meet with the people?
It is. I love people. I do. And, of course, I love to talk, too. So, yeah, I usually enjoy myself a whole lot whenever I get to get out, you know?
Now, when you go to an event, when people come up to you, what is the common thing they want to talk to you about?
Oh, hee-haw, probably. And sometimes they, you know, want to tell me that they didn't know that I could sing. That's pretty much, you know. I mean, everybody has a different question, but generally it's related to, you know, either to hee-haw or to, you know, my singing, you know.
What do you think it was about Hee Haw that resonated with so many people and is still in their minds all these years later?
I think it was because it was just total entertainment. You had to do nothing but sit down and relax and look at a bunch of people make kind of sort of fools out of themselves and just, you know, make you laugh. You don't have to think about anything, you know. For a good hour, you didn't have to worry about your problems, you know, or what you had to face the next day or whatever. And it was a great time to just enjoy and relax and laugh. And that, I think laughter is so healing to the heart, I do.
How was that show put together? By the time you guys got ready to tape it, did you pretty much know what you were going to do?
Oh, no, we knew nothing. It was all done on the fly. It was. What they did was the writers would come up with all this stuff, and then they would make up cue cards, and we never saw them until we got in costume and was in full makeup and went into the studio, and they turned the cameras on and held the cue cards up, and we read them right then. So that's what made it so funny, because a lot of times, you know, we never knew what we were going to say. Sometimes it was, you know, surprising. Sometimes it was so funny, all we could do was laugh. It was wonderful. It was.
For people who look back on that show, and when you look back on that show, what do you feel your place was in that great, great cast?
I believe that I was, they wanted me to represent a general part of the population, okay? The robust, laughing person. Hopefully. And they wanted me to, it was very important to them to know that for a few moments, we were going to be able to take the stress out of people's lives. And so that was real important to all of us. It was. And the more we made each other laugh, the more we were able to make the people watching the show laugh.
Does it seem like 50 years ago that it started?
It doesn't. It kind of feels like it was yesterday.
When I read that, I could not believe that it had been 50 years, half a century. And uh-huh. Is it true you're the last remaining member from the first episode?
Yep, I sure am. Kathy Baker was there, but she had not been added into the cast yet. She and Larry Gatlin were painting floors for us, and Kathy's still with us. So, I mean, I like to include her in that because she was there.
What do you remember from the first episode?
Oh, goodness. I remember walking down the halls of that television station. Now, I was a hippie kid, okay? I ate LSD and ran around in water fountains. I can remember thinking, oh, my goodness, they're going to show this mess to the whole world. I was not country. I was not into country music. I knew nothing about country. But I met a cowboy named Buck, and he thought I was funny. So he's the one who brought me into the Hee Haw Show. And so what happened was I learned, first of all, that mine was kind of backwards. I learned to love the music, and then I learned to love the people. And it made it that much sweeter. It did.
Mm. In that over two-decade run that that show had, is there a moment that sticks out in your mind as being a favorite moment?
Oh, there were so many. You know, I used to try to count them. Can't do it now. You know, 50 years is a long time. I mean, I still have a few that come to mind. You know, some precious things that happened with Minnie Pearl and with Roy Acuff. Those were very special moments. But they were all wonderful. They were.
Now, Lulu, you have your autobiography out now, and this is one of the reasons you'll be here doing a book signing. This is my story. This is my song. How did this all start that you would write this?
I have a good friend who is a solid book writer. His name is Scott England, and he's written, goodness, he's written five other autobiographies of country entertainers. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank here. And these are my friends. but Scott has a wonderful way of writing a book, and it comes out in the way that you speak it. Okay, my book is not him writing so much as it is me telling him things. And he's just wonderful with that. He is.
For somebody who is looking forward to having you in town here on the 28th and looking forward to buying a copy of this book at Perkins Restaurant 5 to 9 on June the 28th, how would you describe this book? What is in the book?
So it pretty much covers my life. You will laugh. You most probably will cry a bit. You'll be grateful for those moments in your life that God has given you wonderful peace, or you've had an extraordinary experience. I'm just very thankful that we got to do it, and that it seems to be touching people's lives in a very, very poignant way.
You know, it's very interesting, Lulu, because when people look, I think back on the Hee Haw series, a lot of the jokes and a lot of the writing on that series focused around your weight. And was that hard?
No, not really, because I just grew up with it, you know. I was always the fat kid, and so I worked it.
You know, so many people struggle with that all their life. Is it still a struggle that you have today?
Not so much as it used to be. I've lost a lot of weight, too. I have. I'm probably smaller right now than I've been in my life since I was, you know, in my early 20s. But getting through those years was... It was trying. It was. It was hard. But I managed to make it through.
Absolutely. Lulu, I've talked to so many comedians who they're not on unless they're on stage. What is the Lulu like who's not on stage that we see performing?
I'm pretty much who I am. I'm the same. On or off.
What makes you laugh?
Uh-oh, did we lose you?
Oh, I think we're back.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that again,
huh? Yeah, Lulu, what makes you laugh today? Are there any shows that you like today, or movies, or comedians that you like?
I haven't really had a chance to, like, take the time to get to sit and watch, you know. comedians, but I love the old funny shows from years ago, you know. I love MASH. And, there's a lot of them that I like that, well, of course, you know, you want to jump for this and your mind goes blank.
Well, no, MASH is a trip. So many people now, I think, are watching the older shows, rediscovering them because they were so well done.
Yes, they were, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, Lulu, also this year, big year, not only the release of the book, but because of the 50 years of Hee Haw, you have gotten together with some of your friends for the Cornfield Friends Tour. How did that all come about?
Yeah. Just a bunch of us sitting around talking and just decided this would probably be a fun idea and a great time to get to spend with each other some more time, you know. And so we just did a couple of them and people heard about it and now it's picking up real good.
Now when people come out to those shows, what would they expect to see? Is it a lot of singing or comedy or a combination of both?
Combination of both, yeah.
What is your favorite part of that show? Your favorite performance during the show?
Oh, my favorite's always when I get to sing.
What are your favorite types of songs to sing?
I've always been a big ballad person. I love to sing, you know, I love to sing slow, pretty things. Of course, and everybody always wanted me to sing the up-tempo, jumping around stuff. You know, I was like, I'm that girl. I can't jump around like that.
You know, Lulu, since last time we spoke, I think we spoke late last year, not too long after that, we lost Roy Clark. Who was just a legendary guy, and he had been in town here about 10 years ago, and I got the chance to interview him on his tour bus, and he just couldn't have been nicer.
He was such a gentleman.
Just one of the best guys. What are your memories of Roy Clark?
Oh, Lord. many, many, many wonderful memories. Roy was first of all, was a precious heart. Roy Clark loved the Lord, he did. And he was not ashamed of it. And he loved to make people laugh. And he's like me, loved to eat and loved to make people laugh while you're eating even. Roy was quick on his feet, you know. Just so wonderfully entertaining, you know, even not even being on stage. You just sit and have a conversation with him and walk away with your sides hurting because you laugh so much.
How important was he to the success of Hee Haw?
Oh, I think he was extremely important. Roy was, like Buck and Roy were our head guys, kind of, sort of, you know. And actually, all they were was just like us. They were just two entertainers. But they were given, you know, spaces to where they got to be the leads. And they just both did a great job.
Do you think a show like Hee Haw could work today if it were starting out on television?
You know, I really don't know. I would have to get out there and kind of get around and get a feel of whether, you know, there were people who were still left out there who loved to laugh to this kind of thing. We're in a whole different world now, we are. And the youth of today, I don't think, are so interested in being still long enough to laugh too much, except for maybe a movie.
It certainly has changed. When did you start to see that change happening as an entertainer?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I'd say in the 2000s for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's certainly been a big change. Lulu, when you were working on the book, obviously you said there are some times in your life that have not been so great. Was it hard to go back and recount those moments?
Some of them were. Yeah. Some of them were really hard. And then some were, you know, easy, and then some would make you laugh, you know.
When you look back at your life, how do you describe it?
When I look back at what, honey?
When you look back at your life, the good and the bad and the happy moments and the sad moments, how do you describe the whole thing?
That's a tough one. Hang on a minute, honey. Okay. I'm trying to think of the right words to even say. I guess an orphan girl makes her way, you know, through, goodness, I hate to even reflect on it like this, but it's more like through hell and high water, you know. and then into the sunshine, and finding the love of people that I never dreamed was there or would ever be there.
What advice would you give to people who are going through rough patches?
If you don't know the Lord, I think the most important thing is to find the love of God. And in that, you will find acceptable, you know. You'll find peace. You'll find comfort. You'll find friends that can relate and can talk to you and will talk to you.
When did the Lord come into your life? How did that happen?
April 11th, 1973, and I was still addicted to drugs, and had just gotten out of jail, and a friend of mine in the orphan's home actually found me and came to my home and just sat down and told me, he's real, you know. She said, I found him. And I said, you found who? She said, I found Jesus. And I said, well, good for you, you know. I was not ready at that point. And I just ended up with her, you know. She and her friend just sit and just told me about the love of Jesus. And then they took me to a wonderful church and introduced me to a spirit-filled Baptist minister. And he's the one who led me to the Lord. And I was instantly delivered from drugs overnight, I was. And God just began changing things really, really fast. And it's been amazing, it has.
Being that that happened over 40 years ago now, how has that changed the second half of your life?
Hang on just a minute.
We're chatting
with... I'm sorry, she'll be right back.
Oh, no problem. No problem. We're chatting with Lulu Roman, legendary star of the hit TV series Hee Haw, celebrating 50 years this year, debuting on CBS, the CBS television network, in 1969. Now, don't forget, this is going to be a big, big event, because Lulu will be live here at WWGH Radio and in Marion, Ohio, coming up in just about 9 days here. on Friday, June the 28th. Now, she'll be live in the studio Friday, June the 28th, starting at 10 in the morning. We'll do a big interview, look back at her life and times, a new autobiography, This Is My Life, This Is My Song. And then she'll be on the various other shows that day, discussing her life and times with some of the various other hosts here, Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs. And then we're going to do a radio variety program that day from 3:10 to 4 p.m., which should be a lot of fun, live on the air. As it happens, it will happen. And then that night, we're going to head over to Perkins Restaurant, 5 to 9 p.m., where you can meet with Lulu and get a copy of her new book, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, Lulu Roman, the autobiography, and she will be there to take a picture, sign a copy of the book for you, and that will all be happening at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, located at 1197 Mount Vernon Avenue, right here in Marion. Now, if you come in that night and you get a copy of Lulu's book, you will get 10% off of your meal. And remember, it is a restaurant, so when you come in, you got to be buying a copy of the book or you have to be eating, and if you do both, you get 10% off your meal, which will be a great, great thing. Now, you can listen to this whole event over the air, 107.1 FM on your radio dial, or online if you're not near a radio that day, WWGH1071.com, streaming everywhere, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. This event is supported by the Quality Inn, located at 227 James Way here in Marion. Lulu comes to town Friday, June the 28th, starting at 10:10 that morning. Lulu, are you back with us?
I'm back.
All right. Yeah. When you look, how has the second half of your life, knowing the Lord, changed you in the last 35 years, 40 years?
Wow. Such a difference. I don't worry, you know? Used to worry about everything. Now I don't worry. I don't. I know that in God's hands, in God's timing, in God's love, things are going to work. You know, and they're going to work to my benefit. It's going to be patient and trust. That's the big thing about learning that.
You know, Lulu, something that's so interesting is when we look back at your life, and I think we do that when an autobiography is written, there are so many problems that you faced throughout your life that people still face today, issues with their weight, issues with drugs, just these common problems that people go through, losing loved ones in our life.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you give those people? Or are people surprised when they learn that you went through these problems?
No, I don't know that they'd be surprised, because everyone goes through it, you know, goes through something. What did you ask?
I say, are people ever surprised that you went through these things? Because I think to the common audience, they probably didn't know a lot of that was going on.
Yeah, I do have a lot of folks say, "Wow, you know, I had no idea if that was happening to you or whatever." You know, sometimes people are, you know, shocked.
Do people ever come up to you asking, "How can I fix the problems that I'm going through?"
They do. And I just tell them that if you have Jesus in your life, you've got to learn to trust in Him. If you don't, you need to find someone to lead you to the Lord, or sit here long enough. I will. I just think, There's no answer other than the Lord. There is not.
If you could write the rest of your life, how would you like to spend the rest of your life? What would you like to be doing?
Oh, my goodness. Singing. and probably, let's see, living in a house that had a swimming pool in the middle of it, so I could just stay in the water. love water.
Were you always funny? Did you always have a funny attitude toward life? See things in a funny way?
I always tried to, you know. I always figure it was better to laugh than to cry. Sometimes that worked, sometimes it didn't, you know.
You know, Lulu, you talked earlier on about being born an orphan. How did that impact your life?
How did what?
How did being an orphan impact your life?
Well, you know, like that time, honey, I didn't know anything different. I didn't know there was anything different. I did, you know, come to the place that I realized that there were people who had families, that, you know, most people had a mom and a dad, you know, and I didn't. And that made me, you know, sad. It did.
What have you learned about life? Is there any advice you have for people in general about how to live a long, happy life?
The best I could say is I don't believe with my whole heart that you can live a happy life without Jesus in your life. I don't. So I'm sure there are those people who would say, you're an idiot. But I'm not. I know the love of Jesus, and I know how complete it is. And I know that it works. And that's my advice, cut and dry. You need to get to Jesus. You need to get to his love. You need to get in the middle of his arms and just let him love you to wholeness and to wellness.
You know, Lulu, I was looking today at a picture from the Cornfield Friends tour, and you have the overalls on, the hee-haw overalls, and colorful. Uh-huh. Do you like that sort of thing? Do you like to be colorful and come out on stage and do your thing?
Yeah, I do. I love it, you know. Attention's always good. And when you're unacceptable for most of your life, attention's better.
When you are not working, what is a typical day like? What do you do around your life? A typical day in Lululemon?
Well, generally we get up in the morning, and my sweet friend Tim, who I have a little girl, her name is Tim Tigert, T-Y-G-A-R-T, and she is mine. Left hand, right hand, you know. She is, I believe God sent her to my life to be my helpmate for my life. And we'll get up and we'll, what we're doing right now, we love to go shopping and we love to look around in places and see what's out there, you know. We'll go find some place we haven't been and go walk around and look. And grab something to eat and go find someplace else to look.
You know, Lulu, I think a lot of people think there's a big difference between the person that they see on television and the person who is just the person. Is there a big difference between the two in your case?
No. I'm me all the time.
When people meet you,
so much change.
Yeah. When people meet you in public, do you know when they recognize you? Do they get that look in their eye when they know who you are?
Yeah. And they'll, you know, a lot of times people say, "Are you?" And I say, "Yes." Before they ever get to say, "Are you?" You know.
It's, you know, it must be such a wonderful existence to have, to look back on this body of work. Do you still watch the old Hee Haw programs?
Oh, you're going to love this, honey. I think I've seen one.
I'm seeing more than that now.
Have I?
Because I made you watch one the other night.
You made me watch one the other night? Was I asleep?
No, it was with Buck.
Oh, it was with Buck. Okay, well, we didn't watch the whole thing, did we? I never wanted to watch it because I always thought I looked 100 pounds heavier than I am.
Mm.
So I wasn't very good at watching myself.
So still a little bit hard to look back on those days.
Yep.
But it was a good, it was a great show. Still repeats all the time.
Wonderful people, honey. Oh, just the best people you could ever imagine.
You know, Lulu, I want to talk a little bit about that in the last 9 minutes we have here, and we're going to visit with you so much next Friday, and we're all looking forward to that. But when you look back on that cast, I mean, Minnie Pearl and Junior Samples and Grandpa Jones, Roy Clark, the whole group, what made that work? What made that group work so well together?
Well, first of all, I think we loved each other. We did. I found some stairs that might get my puppies get up to the bed. it was love and respect, I think. I will say that. Everybody on our show loved each other and respected each other. And that is so important. It is.
When the show came to an end in 92, being on for more than two decades, was that hard to end that show?
Oh, yes, it was. And they didn't tell us it was going to be the last time. But it's funny, we all knew we did. We all knew we were in the last session that we were going to get to do. Everybody knew it. And so the last day of filming was a basket case. It was. Makes me want to cry now. It does. We were all so sad and so, you know, disappointed to think that we'd never get to do this again.
When the show came to an end in 92, what was it like after that? Where did you go career-wise?
I just continued to sing. And fortunately, I got to sing more. I did.
Is singing the first love?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite song that you like to perform?
There are many of them. There are. Of course, I love Amazing Grace because that seems to be people's favorite. I love to sing You Are So Beautiful. I do.
Is it fun to go out now and kind of do the things you want to do and be able to take time to visit with people when maybe you were busier when the show was going on and couldn't necessarily take that time?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Now, before I let you go here, Lulu, I also heard that you were recently involved in you're a very creative person, and you have a lot of things. You have the book, you have all kinds. Where does that creativity come from? Have you always had that?
You know, I think I had it inside of me, but I didn't really know how to address it. And I've just been given such freedoms, you know, now that it's been wonderful. It has. I love to get to. I paint. I make jewelry. I just love to play with my hands. I do.
Now, what kind of things do you like to paint?
Generally flowers. I just love to make beautiful flowers, and the best one I've ever done is a 60 by 60 of a magnolia blossom. Hmm. And it is over one of the beds in my house is a headboard.
Now, if people would like to know more about the jewelry or know more about the paintings, where would they find information about that?
Where would they find information about the paintings and about jewelry?
right now is LuluRoman.com.
LuluRoman.com. Yeah.
And that's a tremendous site. And again, I want to run this down for people to remind people before we run out of time here that it's going to be a big day, Friday, June the 28th. Legendary star of the hit TV series Hee-Haw, Lulu Roman, coming to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM and Marion, Ohio for a big 24-hour period. It's going to be amazing to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the debut of the TV series Hee-Haw, which debuted on the CBS network in 1969. It all starts on Friday, June 28th, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM at 10 in the morning, and it will run through 4 in the afternoon, and Lulu will be a guest on all the programs that day and participate in some fun things we have scheduled. And then that night, Lulu will head over to Perkins Restaurant starting at 5 o'clock, and she'll be there till 9, located at 1197 Mount Vernon Avenue, selling and signing and taking pictures with her new book, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, Lulu Roman, the Autobiography. And again, if you come in and buy a copy of that book that night, you'll get 10% off your meal at Perkins. That is going to be a lot of fun. You can listen online, WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The event is supported by the Quality Inn, located at 227 James Way here in Marion. Lulu, for all the people out there listening in the area right now, what do you hope for your experience in just a little over a week when you come here? What do you hope people come out and do?
Fun.
That's what we're going to have.
Smile. Have a good time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'll be signing lots of books.
Lots of books. And people want to see that book. And how has the book tour gone so far?
Absolutely insane. It's so good. It really is. It's really wonderful. The book is just selling like crazy.
Now, if people... If people want to, and I'm sure they do, want to buy a copy of the book that night, how much is the book?
The book is $20.
$20.
And then you can get them by going to luluromanbook.com.
And there'll be some on hand that night?
You can come and see me Friday, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and you'll talk and have a good time with all the people, and we're going to have a tremendous time on the radio that day on all the programs. I know everybody's so excited to have you in the studio that day, and we are going to have so much fun over that period. And you're also, that Saturday, going to be, if people want to, you're also doing another date that Saturday. Are you not here in Ohio?
In Ohio?
Yes. Sunday we sing in Ohio.
So, and people can go to the website or the Facebook page, Lulu Roman, to get all the details if they want to come see you sing on Sunday, which I'm sure a lot of people will want to do. It's going to be a tremendous few days here in Ohio, and I think I also saw that the Cornfield program, I believe, is going to be in New Philadelphia sometime in the fall. So if people want to see that program, it's going to be a tremendous experience celebrating the 50th anniversary of Hee-Haw with Lulu Roman. Lulu, we cannot wait. We hope the next 9 days fly by so we can visit with you. And, you know, a lot of people have asked, here in the studio, is there any particular thing that day that you would like to eat or to have available to you?
Sweet tea.
We'll have it ready for you. Lulu.
Sweet tea and Mountain Dew.
We'll have it. We'll have it on.
Mountain Dew for Kim. Yes.
We will have it on tap that day. Lulu, you are the best. We cannot thank you enough for coming. And we will see you very soon.
Okay, thank you so much, honey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye.
Lulu Roman. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be something. June 28th, right here in Marion, legendary star of the hit TV series Hee-Haw. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. Woo! 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. right here in the studio. And then she'll be at Perkins 5 to 9 signing copies of her book, 10% off if you buy a copy of the book of your meal that night at Perkins. I'm done for the day. Offbeat News with Nate Redmond coming up at 4:10 today. Pastor Spot at 3:10 with a Pastor Steve Whitaker and the Trinity Baptist Sunday Sermon at 6:10. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I went to the Chiefs. And George, we didn't quite know what to do. But Bobby just started dancing.
To legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
Madeline Murray O'Hare, the most hated woman in America, who took prayer out of public school. We had a wonderful